Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
How you doing? I'm Adam Catterall, in for Andy Goldstein, and you're listening to the TalkSport Daily Podcast. Coming up on the pod today, we've got a special announcement from TalkSport Towers, an incredible revelation from Simon Jordan about his hair and what life was like playing under the special one, Jose Mourinho, from Sean Wright Phillips. But first, in case you've been hiding under a rock, the big fight next week, Saturday 22nd, in Vegas, Wilder versus Fury 2 is now live and exclusive on TalkSport. I'll be there. Yeehaw! Sorry, just got a bit giddy then. Anyway, our very own Gareth A. Davies caught up with the champion, Deontay Wilder.
I mean, this is the biggest heavyweight title fight in the world, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. You know, the first fight was such an amazing fight. It was thrilling. It was exciting. And with all that being said, it left us all with a controversial decision. And this is what makes this the second fight so exciting. So we can get rid of those everyone's opinions, and we finally get down to the bottom line.
Well, what are TalkSport listeners going to hear on the night when that first bell rings?
And still, WBC heavyweight champion of the world, Deontay the Bronze Bomber!
You are in full voice tonight.
I need some oxygen.
But you are clearly, I mean, you look, your skin, your look, you look in fantastic shape, Deontay.
I mean, not only I look good, but I feel great as well. You know, the preparation for this fight, everything I've been through, you know, just this quick turnaround has been key as well. You know, I'm just happy. And then when you're happy and your life is structured around peace, I don't have no drama. I don't have no stress in my life. And it took a long time to get to this point. But I can happily say that I'm at peace. And I think it plays a big part, you know, in the fighter's life, that he's a fighter, is a happy fighter, he's a healthy fighter, and he have a lot of peace around him. Because we have so much going on in our heads, and we have to prepare for war. And when you have to prepare for war, I always say it, we're risking our lives for others' entertainment. And if you don't do it, you'll never know the severeness of what it feels like to get up inside that ring and, like, I don't know if I'm getting out the same way I got in. So you have to have a mentality of a warrior and a mindset of a king to go in there and do your thing each and every time. And I do that. And come February 22nd at the MGM Grand on Fox pay-per-view, on ESPN, baby, on TalkSport, you know, you guys calling the fight. It's just amazing, man. So I'm thankful to be in these times of a heavyweight division. It was a point of time where it was dead, and here we are now. Well alive, it's breathing like a dragon supposed to breathe, and February 22nd is going to release his first.
This is how we reacted to the night's EFL action with myself and Jason Victor Cundy on the sports bar. Who calls the kid Victor?
The full-time whistle goes. That is three wins in a row for West Brom, and they extend their lead at the top of the championship to 6 points, beating Reading here by 2-1.
Chris is a West Brom fan. Chris, are you already thinking about Premier League football next year?
It's hard to at the moment. It's really hard to, because if you go back to before Christmas, we got that 11, 12-point cushion, and Leeds had, and we went on that run where we literally couldn't score a goal, we couldn't defend, and then it just went all pear-shaped, and that gap really, really, well, it just disappeared very, very quickly. You look at tonight, we had Bo Bartley playing handball. Well, he was playing basketball, to be honest. I don't know what he was doing, but you know, once they got their goal, we did well to get back in the game. I mean, guys, we've got this. I mean, you've probably seen it. I've been on telly quite a bit, but we've got Matias Pereira. We are obliged to sign him when he plays 35 games. We have to start thinking about, if we do go up, about how to actually keep him. Now, that sounds barmy, but when you actually watch a player with his skill, is there a player of his, well, better than him in the Championship at the moment? Because I don't think there is, skill-wise.
Bristol City have held on. They're only 3 points off second-place Leeds, and they go to Leeds on Saturday, the top of the Championship. Unbelievably tight, all over at Ashton Gate. Bristol City 3, Derby 2.
We have this weird thing where we do need a little bit of a kick, but Rooney, since he's come in to that squad, there is a different outlook. 3-0 down, early doors this season. We'd have let that happen, 3-0. It could have been 4-0.
Bad game to lose tonight, obviously. We could have went a lot closer to the playoffs, but home game Saturday, and there's still plenty of time for us to have that push to make them. I think we have to just keep playing, keep trying to get wins, and there's still a long time to go in the league, so if we can put ourselves in a good position going into the final few games, then that's when the pressure will be on us.
So England lost the first T20 against South Africa, live and exclusive on TalkSport. Here's how it sounded, then analysis from Gareth Batty and Alex Tudor.
From two balls, Lungi and Ngidi to Mayan Ali. It's up to the crease now. Bowles. Mayan bowled him! He's bowled him! Here's Ngidi up to the crease now. Bowles to Rashid. It's up in the block hole. South Africa have fielded it at mid-wicket. The underarm throw. It's run out. South Africa have won the game by one run.
70 from Roy, 15 from Butler, 23 from Bairstow, 52 from the skip, and then it's single figures. It's like a code, isn't it, when you're dialing another country. It's disappointing, and one of them needed to really stay there and finish off the game. You can't let it to the next man, and unfortunately, this is sometimes what happens when you have a batting lineup like this. It's like the next person will do it, the next person will do it, and I've seen it time and time again, and all it needs is someone to bowl an over or two that doesn't go for more than six. And then it's game on.
Very disappointing from England, because after 12 overs, I think they had the game by the scruff of the neck. And then we let it slip away from an England point of view. Jason 70 and then getting out. And then Morgan playing so well and not seeing it through. But it does kind of beg the question that England's middle order is a little bit fragile in this form of the game, not in other forms of the game.
We want to see what the players are like. He needs more games like this. Because it's easy when it's at a can and we can say how great they are, but it's these moments when it's crunch time and it's you need your players to stand up. What are they like under that intense pressure? And unfortunately today we were found wanting, but I'm sure Owen Morgan, as you said, they will dissect this game and they will come, you know, at Durban and they will come hard. I'm sure South Africa will be ready for that. They'll come hard. Their pride's been dented a little bit, but there's still world-class players in that change room.
Remember, you can also catch the action from South Africa by listening to the following On Cricket podcast, available every day of our tour on Apple Podcasts, Acast and Spotify. Now, the best bits from H&J.
This afternoon, you've been coming up with TV formats for Dale Steyn, the South African bowler that John says disdain. Cricketers from around the world reveal their most cutting sledges to Dale. That sounds like a winner.
That could be a good programme.
What about Dale Steyn? Oh, sorry, no, it's not it. I can't remember the name of it. That's just like the Dale Steyn show. Yeah. Dale visits the Spanish resorts during rainstorms. In the rain in Spain falls mainly on the stain. I'm not sure about that, Lee.
I like it.
I'm not sure about that. Steyn's Massive, where Dale teams up with Ali G, visits his hometown, talking to the residents discovering the site, says Craig. Very good.
Certainly that's where he just builds up in the gym, isn't it? Steyn's Massive.
Anything else?
Yes, oh yes. I love this story. A giant but stupid rat that lived 10 million years ago. I don't know how they knew it was stupid.
A giant but stupid rat?
Yeah, I just call it a giant rat. They don't know.
You are
stupid. Has been found by scientists. The swamp monster measured 5 foot. Now, listen. the same size as singer Dolly Parton. What's that got to do with anything?
When, since when has Dolly Parton been a unit of measurement for prehistoric rats?
I was just Dolly Parton out from the goal.
So it was basically, so what are you trying to say, Professor? Well, it was a bit like a brontosaurus. Oh, well, there's no point in telling me that. How many Dolly Partons was it? Oh, probably about 40. You can't use Dolly Parton as your unit of measurement, can you?
I know. And also, when you think of Dolly Parton, you don't think, the first thing you don't think of is she's 5 foot. You think of other things.
Think of her songwriting prowess and her longevity in the music
That's
business.
That's what I think of.
Yeah. Unless it's 1974, Andy, where obviously you're still dwelling. And trying to take us down a different route. Mrs. Slocum.
Now, breaking news. Simon Jordan admits he used to dye his hair. Get out, man. He must be 60-odd years of age and it looks like a blooming He-Man bonnet. Looks beautiful, doesn't it? Here he is.
What is this about my hair? My hair's a natural colour. Once upon a time... Once upon a time.
So you used to.
Once upon a time.
You used to.
Yeah, I used to do a lot of things.
No, you used to dye your hair. Did you used to dye your hair?
I did. Right. Are you now happy?
Yeah.
It was bloody obvious I used to dye my hair. It was white almost.
Oh, but I
had it going on though, didn't I?
Did you?
Hair. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Once upon a time. Football club, owner, making films, living in the Grosvenor, blonde hair, having a yacht, a plane. I had it going on. And what happens now? I'm stuck across a room looking at your ugly mug.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you buy a football club.
Very true. Very true.
Time for Drive Now and special guest Sean Wright Phillips joining Adrian Durham. Sean starts talking about Jose.
My time under Mourinho was amazing. I have nothing bad to say about the man. Even when I wasn't playing, I still felt like I was part of that team. And that's down to the players and the manager. It's not just the players that make that happen. But that situation, when it actually happened, it wasn't really about me. Like, I came off the pitch and I kind of smiled on the way off, more of the fact of, wow, has this really just happened? Like, I couldn't believe it. But then as I sat down and watched the way the game panned out, I could understand. And I always said to myself, sometimes it's not about myself. It's a team game and he's the manager for a reason. And he saw something needed to be changed, and the fact that he changed it worked. So what, he was right, and hopefully my reaction was right as well. But no, I haven't regretted that decision. It's never had a negative effect on me. If anything, it drove me into a position where I said, I'm never ever going to let this happen again.
Time for Clinton Morrison now, saying that he used to like it when referees gave him a little bit of banter back. People like Uriah Rennie. I've got a tale about Uriah Rennie, but I'm not going to share it right now because there's still a lawsuit out against me. Anyway, relating to Dan Gosling's complaint about referee John Moss.
I was the worst, Jim. Players will tell you he played against me and even in my own team. I wouldn't shut up. I was the biggest mouth on the pitch. And if a referee didn't give me the right decision, I'd be in his face, bordering on where I was lucky sometimes to stay on the pitch. I knew how to push it. And listen, it's not good. It shouldn't happen. You should respect referees. But where referees always... I remember Uriah Rennie, and he was a black belt in karate, so I'm not going to go toe-to-toe with Uriah Rennie because I know what's going to happen at the end of... Right. But I'd always say to him, that was a foul. And he'll go, no, it wasn't a foul. I said, 100% it's a foul. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know football. You've never played the game. And he goes, well, I'll tell you what, get stronger. Go to the gym on Monday morning, do some weights and get stronger, and then you won't need to worry about the foul. So that was good. I didn't really mind that banter because that was good banter. And
yeah,
other stuff like where you had Graham Poole, where you could give it out to him, but he was a bit big time. They'd like turn his back on you and ignore you, and you'd like, you want to grab him and turn him around and say, I'm talking to you, show a bit of respect. But the John Moss thing, it just sounds to me like, all right, I understand you can't be talking about Bournemouth are in a fragile position at the moment, and yeah, they could get relegated. So that bit, that's bang out of order. But at the end of the day, when he says, you're having one, I just take it as banter on the pitch. If he says it to me,
yes, yeah.
If he said it to me, I'd say it back to him. Well, you're having one. You've had one all season refereeing. You ain't got a clue. You don't know the game. Just have it as banter that happens on the pitch.
Sure.
And what Bournemouth have to use these comments, if John Moss does has said it, to motivate them. And at the end of the season, when they do stay up, and next season they're playing them, Dan Gosling, I would, if I was Dan Gosling, go out to John Moss and said, well, we stayed up, so it can't be that bad of a team. And if Dan Gosling played a big part, and I played played a big part of us staying up. Just use it as a bit of banter. Don't take it too serious. I agree with what Natalie said.
Yeah.
It's probably the heat of the moment. He's gone into the mix. He said he's not happy with what John Moss has said. But listen, we have to realise what sometimes we say as professional players to the referee is sometimes bang out of order, crossing the line.
It's not even what you say. It's sometimes what how players react to a decision. Yeah. We know that players don't show enough respect to referees.
No.
Unfortunately, the respect campaign that was supposedly meant to come in a few seasons ago as an initiative has never really worked. I mean, even yesterday in the Brentford Leeds game, you saw some of the players throwing their arms up in despair over decisions that were made, and that is dissent in itself. And referees aren't going around booking them because they know if they book them for silly little things like that, they're going to be criticised for booking them for the most meaningless little incidents in a game. But come on, Dan Gosling. How many times has he been in a match and no doubt said something to a referee and that's never come out?
So that thing between me and Uriah Reddy, obviously, you know, he's a black belt in judo or something like that, isn't he? He was refereeing a game between Preston North End and Crystal Palace. He had an absolute shocking first half. I was the Deepdale announcer at that time and I welcomed everybody back to the Uriah Rennie Show. Oh, how they laughed, let me tell you. Not banned. Anyway, staying with the Jim White Show now, Chris Samba admitting that there was a lot of envy in that QPR dressing room when it came to wages.
Like I said, it was not the easiest dressing room. The way it was constructed was difficult. You had someone earning big money, playing beside earning almost nothing. You know what I mean? And you create friction and envy when the one who's making the most money is not at his best or is not doing well, but the other one's doing a little bit better. So I look at you and be like, I should be on that and not you. Or the dressing room was not well constructed because you had too many difference, big imbalance in everything.
I'm Paul Coyte and you're listening to TalkSport Daily.
Time to get back to the sports bar now, doing what we do best. What's that again?
Shall I tell you something funny?
That'll be great. So,
well, we're saying funny right now. Hopefully it won't be at the end of the show. But Darren Lewis is still with us because the lifts don't work. Something's happened to the lifts.
So he's still in the building?
He's still in the building.
Is he?
Should we get him?
Oh, poor Dazza. He can't get out. You might as well come and do Midnight Dread, Dazza.
He's still here.
All right, Daz. Welcome.
Daz, you're
what's happening here now?
I went to the lift.
Yeah?
And I pressed the button.
He's laughing already.
What's happening here now? You've got a lift. You pressed the lobby.
And it said, lift not working.
What's got? We got stairs, haven't we?
You're 17 floors up.
There you go. Looks like we're here for a long time, ladies and gentlemen.
One word, Billy said, take the stairs. I said, Billy, you're 70.
you'll take that long. You'll see Big Al coming in. Yeah, right.
Oh, my neck.
So I'll just sit here. Don't mind me.
No, you carry crack on with the midnight train. Listen, if you want to join in with the midnight train, you're more than welcome to. So, mate, you got stuck in your building. That's what we want to talk about. Times you couldn't get out. 964, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello.
What's your name, mate?
Daryl, mate, I'm from Stafford, how are you?
I'm good, man. Come on, Daryl, let's have it.
Well, what it was is, I was a bit younger, I'm 32 now, I was about 22, and I was in a nightclub, and basically I woke up with the lights being turned on with the cleaner at 7 a.m.
You woke up? What, you went for a kip? You went for a kip in a nightclub?
Believe it or not, I didn't plan on doing it.
Yeah,
I hope not. The alcohol got better on me.
Right, yeah.
I fell asleep and I woke up with the lights being turned on to the cleaners early hours in the morning.
What happened with your mates? Did they just leave you in there? What happened there, mate?
Not so good of mates, are they? I can't really remember much more, but I just remember the lights being turned on and that was a nice way to wake up with about 100 different lights being turned on.
How long did you sleep for?
Well, I'm guessing it must have shut at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. And the cleaners come in at about 6, 7, because I rang my old man. I was scared because I set the alarms off, so I went up the fire exit.
Love it. Love it, mate.
I was still hanging, so I didn't know what to think, really.
Yeah. It's not really the best advertisement for the nightclub, is it, that you're falling asleep in there? You know what I mean? It's supposed to be an amazing experience. That's it. You've been listening to the TalkSport Daily Podcast. Don't forget, you can download this podcast via Acast, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Also, tonight from 7pm on TalkSport 2, it's Wigan Warriors versus Toronto Wolfpack. Oof, in the Super League, dripping with gravy, proper northern. Anyway, there'll be another one of these, same time tomorrow. Until then, toodle pip.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.